This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jopp.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, came on our radar about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The name of the company is OnFolio Holdings, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ONFO. With us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Dominic Wells. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, I was looking at some of your past press releases. What a second quarter growth you had. 266% growth. I think your revenues were about $1.31 million compared to the year before the same time of $360,000. I think you guys have about $4 million cash on hand. All that being said, give us a brief overview. Who are you guys and what do you do?
We're a diversified holding company that buys already profitable online businesses. And we IPO'd about a year ago in August of 2022. So that's why you see such a big jump in our revenue, because we raised about $12.7 million net and spent that on acquiring four businesses. So that's why such a big jump in revenue. And the idea is to keep acquiring more and build a bigger, more diversified company and just keep scaling from there.
I also read that you guys are in the process of raising $10 million. Would you bring my listeners up to date on that? How's that going to come about? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we just started that raise about a week ago, so it's pretty early on, but it's a preferred share, so it's different from the common share on the NASDAQ. And the idea is we don't want to raise dilutive capital that will hurt the common shareholders. We want to raise non-dilutives, and we've had success issuing a preferred share before. This one comes with a 12% annual dividend, which we pay quarterly. And we first issued the preferred share in January 2021. So we've basically got a 2.5 year track record of making payments on time every time. And so we are just going out to our network, to our existing shareholders, our subscribers, and raising from accredited investors, because it's a private raise, to get to that target of $10 million. And then we'll use the funds to keep acquiring more profitable businesses. So that way it's going to benefit the common shareholders as well.
You guys are a holding company. That being said, what types of companies is in your portfolio, one, and what's your strategy to acquire M&A?
Yeah, so we've always been focused on online businesses, which is obviously quite a generic term. For us, it's really businesses that have a digital focus, where digital marketing is really a key to the growth. But it's actually quite broad from there. So we have a couple of software businesses. We have a few agencies, marketing agencies. We have a few online courses teaching people various skills. And then there's some more kind of generic publishing type businesses. And we're in this kind of sweet spot where the businesses that we buy are too large for an individual investor, but too small for, say, private equity. Typically, we're buying businesses that are around $5 million in value, maybe doing $1 million to $2 million in EBITDA. And we basically are one of the most well-known and well-funded acquirers in this range, which definitely gives us an advantage. And in terms of how we approach our M&A, we're always looking for something where it's got as reliable as possible cash flows. So we're not looking for something that is growing at breakneck speed and a huge drain on cash. We're looking for something that can cash flow so that we can then take that cash and reinvest to buy more businesses or grow some of our existing ones. We source businesses from everywhere. So,
you know, I was reading an article about 3 or 4 months ago, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, if I recall, and it said some of the biggest transitional wealth is going to happen in this decade by 2030. And that meaning that all these mom and pop companies, their children don't want to take them over. They're looking for an exit strategy. Have you given it any thought about maybe entertaining buying some mom and pop businesses and bring them into the fold?
We have. I think where there's an opportunity to add value to those businesses with some digital element, then that's something we would look at. I think the key thing for us is understanding where our skill sets are. And so we might be good at acquiring businesses, but you have to then integrate them and run them successfully. And mom and pop, like offline brick and mortar businesses, not really our forte. So we're not going to kind of go chasing after the, I think it's been nicknamed the silver tsunami. so we're not going to chase after that unless we think we can actually add value. So, but there are some people hitting retirement age who have digital businesses or who have like an e-commerce business or something. So that's definitely something we're paying attention to.
You know, that brings me to my next question, which really came on my radar. That's why I invited you on the show, about your new product called Get Quick. You recently launched this. Can you discuss a little bit the new tool and its significance in your guys' space?
Yeah, so it's pretty early on in terms of the development roadmap for it. We've really only just released the first iteration, but the idea is there's an existing tool out there which Google provides for free called Lighthouse. And basically, if you enter your website into Lighthouse, it comes back with a bunch of jargon that only an engineer understands about how to speed up your website. And when ChatGPT came out, we realized there was an opportunity to build basically like a plain language tool that explains the Google Lighthouse reports so that you, you kind of understand what it means. And then because it's like ChatGPT, you can interact with it, and it might say, okay, what's your website built with? Is it WordPress? Is it,
right.
Is it Webflow? And then you respond, and then it says, okay, cool, so here's how you fix it. And if you say something like, I can't find that button, it might say, you know, it's in the top right, or wherever it was when the model was last trained. And then at the moment, we're just giving that away for free. The idea is we already have a lot of agencies and SEO agencies that help people to rank higher in Google and stuff. So for us, it's basically use that tool to get sign-ups, and then we can upsell our other services. But we also plan to make the tool even more useful, so maybe people can say to the tool, well, okay, how do I actually rank higher? And then it does a different scan and gets a different report and gives some suggestions for how they can basically just get more Google traffic. Not to downplay the tool too much, the first iteration is kind of very basic, and then we're building it up from there. So we're pretty excited about the potential.
Company that we're highlighting here today on the Stock Day is Onfolio Holdings, Inc. Take a look at them. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ONFO. You've been listening to the CEO and director of the company, Dominic Wells. Dominic, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
I think just understanding what we're trying to build, and that we, being a microcap company, we've gone public quite early on. And really, we're building a flywheel where we're going to be able to reinvest cash over the next 10, 20 years and really use that to build pretty compelling compounding returns. So understand where we are in our stage and where we're going, I think, is the key thing.
Stock's currently trading at $1.12. They have approximately $4 million cash on hand. Their growth was 266% less on second quarter. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.